Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Live Talk. We are coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington. It's a Friday, October the 23rd, 2020. I am Thungamile Nkomo.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye, broadcasting from my home due to COVID-19 or the coronavirus pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where the Minister of Health currently says there are 8,242 cases with 7,742 recoveries and 236 deaths.
Indeed, those are COVID statistics first, but tonight our main topic is the issue of sanctions. Many of you would know that on the 25th, on Sunday, 25th October, it's the so-called anti-sanctions day, a day that was designed by SADC for Southern African countries to join Zimbabwe in urging Western countries to remove sanctions that the government says were imposed on the country. But if you ask the British and the Americans who imposed these sanctions, they will tell you they are targeted measures. But like you did, Mava, isigxile kundaba yama coronavirus statistics. Kobulawayo, in Bulawayo these days, we see that it has become the hotspot of cases. The day before yesterday, we saw Bulawayo recording 3 deaths from COVID-19, which took the tally of all national deaths to 236. So kulabantu abangu 236 asebebulewe coronavirus eZimbabwe. Abathathu babhubhe kuthange bonke bengabakobulawayo. Sikhuluma nje umkhuhlane lo osuhlasele abantu abangu 8,242, njalo asebesindile bangu 7,742, which leaves a difference ye 264. Okusho ukuthi yibo abantu abalokhu begula bephethwe yilo mkhuhlane kathesi, njalo phakathi kwabo bona babangu 264. Ibulawayo yiyo ehamba phambili njalo ngabantu abangu 130 asebe iphethwe yilo mkhuhlane kulezi nsuku. Mafa.
Aiwa, kune abo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai musi wechishanu kudai October 23, 2020. Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye pano pa Live Talk ndiri kutepfenyura ndiri kumba pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19. Munyika pari zvino pane vanhu 8,242 vabatwa nedenda iri COVID-19, kouyawo vanhu 7,742 vakabatwa vakawanikwa vachinaya. Pari zvino pane vanhu 236 vawanikwa vachishaya kubva kuchirwere cheCOVID-19. Uye sekutaura kwanga kuri kuita Ntunga, pari zvino guta reBulawayo kana kuti Bulawayo ndiwo matukuwa namuine nevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda iri vakawanda. Tiri ipapo zvakare tiri kutaura pamusoro penyaya yezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika yeZimbabwe. Saka tange tiri kutarisa kuti zvii zviri kuitika. Tinoona kuti nemusi wemugovera, musi weSaturday 25, izuva rakatarwa neSADC sezuva rekuti zvirango izvi zvibviswe pasi kubva kunyika yeZimbabwe. Asi hurumende dzeBritain neAmerica, kunyange nyanya imo muno muAmerica, tinoona takambotaura navaNichols vanovaivo mumiriri weAmerica muZimbabwe vachitaura kuti Zimbabwe inogona kubvisirwa zvirango izvi kana vakaita vakazadzisa zviga zvakadai sekubvisa uori zvakadai nezvimwe zvakasiyana-siyana. Saka tichange hatiine nekumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu, asi tichange tiine nyanzvi vachange vachitaura nesu tichizeya kuti zvakamira sei panyaya iyoyi yezvirango zvakatemerwa Zimbabwe. Ntunga.
Looking globally, the coronavirus infections have now reached 41,820,333. mm-hmm. and deaths are now at 1,138,955, according to Johns Hopkins University. Ngitilapo asebephethwe coronavirus emhlabeni jikelele sebengu 41,820,333. Kuthi asebefile emhlabeni jikelele njalo sebengu 1,138,955. Imelika iyo ehamba phambili ngabantu asebefile abangu 223,087 ngokutsho kwe Johns Hopkins University.
Sekuthora kuri kuita ntunga nyaya yedenda re-COVID-19 imwe nyaya iri kuchiridza zvakare manzwa apo anga ari kutaura iye mamiriro akaita pasi rose panyaya iyo yedenda re-COVID-19. Tichatarisa kuti imo muno muAmerica panguva ino tinoona kuti mapatso maviri emaRepublican inotungamirwa navaDonald Trump uyezve nemadhemocrats vari kutungamirwa navaJoe Biden nezuro takaona vaviri ava vachitatsurana padebate rakaitwa vachinyanyotaura zvizhinji pamusoro kana kuti zvakawanda pamusoro pekubatwa kwakaitwa dambudziko irori reCOVID-19 munyika ino yeAmerica uyezve kuti zvii zvichaitwa mune ramangwana mukuedza kuti uwandu hwevanhu vari kushayika kubva kuCOVID-19 huwanikwe kuchidzika. Pari zvino John Hopkins University inoti pane vanhu 41 million vabatwa nedenda reCOVID-19, 1.1 vachiwanikwa vachishaya. Kwozoti imo muno muAmerica matiri kutaura kuti mune sarudzo remwedzi unouya nemusi wa3 mune vanhu 8.4 million vabatwa neCOVID-19, 223,000 vachiwanikwa vachishaya. Ntunga.
Yes, Mava. We saw yesterday U.S. President Donald Trump going head-to-head with his Democratic challenger, Mr. Joe Biden, in their last debate before the November 3 presidential election. It was a civilized debate, contrary to the first one, where tensions ran high. There was a lot of rancor, a lot of recriminations. But yesterday, observers agreed that Mr. Biden and President Trump showed a lot of maturity and he shed a lot of light on their policies and what they will do for Americans should they be elected. Ngolunye udaba esiza eluphatha kancane ngokuya kwesikhathi lololo olokuthukana kukaba uBiden lomongameli Donald Trump ababele inkulumo mpikiswano yabo yokugcina izolo phambeleni kokhetho oluza kwenziwa mhla ka 3 November sokusele 12 days kuphela but tonight we are talking about the sanctions like we have already said and our guests. We have Mr. Dan Moyo of the MDCT, Tawanda Zogora of the MDC Alliance, as well as Mr. Dr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF. Let's take it from them off.
Parishino tine vanyarikani vedu vari pano vachange vari kutarisa pamusoro penyaya yezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika uyezve nenyaya iri kutaurwa iyo neFADAC nemusi wesvondo vachitaura kuti zvirango izvi ngazvibviswe uye vachiti zuva iri izuva rekuti zvirango zvibviswe. Saka ndichonga ndichatanga naDr. Mavaza ndichiti vaMavaza, tinoona kuti hurumende yeAmerica uyezve neBritain vari kuti iyo Zimbabwe ikakwanisa kuita zviga kana kuzadzisa zvavari kuti izvo zvinhu zvisiri kuitwa zvakanaka munyika pari zvino, zvirango izvi zvinogona kubviswa. Imi munoti nezviri kutaurwa nenyika mbiri idzi?
Yes, thank you, Mav. I think tikanyatsotarisisa zviga zviri kunzi nehurumende yeEngland, yeBritain neyeAmerica kana neUS zvigadziriswe muZimbabwe kuti masanctions abviswe, tinoona kuti zviri kunzi bvisai zvachonaka zvagara hazvipo, zvinhu zviri kungofungidzirwa. In other words, we should ask kuti in whose eyes are these people seeing problems in Zimbabwe? The problems are being seen in their eyes. The Zimbabwe ikaita their own way of ruling their own country in the Zimbabwean way, vanodya the way iri different. Iko zvine zvirikunzi kune ma human rights abuses and they are citing ma arrests evanhu vanenge vakomita ma crimes emuZimbabwe. We need to know kuti kana crime yakomitwa, the people have to go to court, whether they are opposition, they are activists, or they are journalists or anything, they have to be arrested, they have to be questioned, they have to be asked. So on that basis, it is a problem because we are being judged in the eyes of America and Britain. The democratic situation in Zimbabwe is different from the democratic ways of England and America. And therefore, these sanctions, they become worthless. They become not reasonable. They are no longer sanctions. They are internal punishments which are affecting a Zimbabwean who does not change my rules. Because kana mukati charamba rakasama sanctions dzawaya until things have changed in Zimbabwe. You are not destroying one who are in power. You are destroying a woman arikamutoko amtengesa madomasi. She cannot sell her wares gumbari because the banks are not functioning. So there's no money. She cannot buy fertilizer because she cannot buy my ingredients, the fertilizer, abroad because there's no foreign currency. So that the person who is suffering because of these sanctions is not the government, is not Mnangagwa, is not his ministers. It is the very, very, very Zimbabwean are in the grassroots, and it does not help. So it becomes a tragedy that we have got people in the opposition, activists, and everywhere who think that the sanctions must remain. I will just quickly point that even though they want to change them and call them targeted sanctions, if you target a breadwinner, the one who suffers is the one who gets the bread from the breadwinner. So in this case, who suffers most? It is the Zimbabwean and not the guys in the government, not the ministers. So targeted sanctions are entirely sanctions against the nation at large. And the people are suffering because of sanctions. If people are not seeing how we are suffering because of sanctions, then there's something wrong with them. And it's actually a shame that we have people in the opposition who shout loudly that they want sanctions to remain. The sanctions are now being used as a tool to remove the government. But the government does not go over sanctions. The government has to go when it's voted out. And ZANU-PF has been winning for the past 40 years. And people always can, instead of evagadzirise how to win elections, they rush to America and Britain and ask for more sanctions. They want to win these elections through sanctions. They want people to be starved to vote the government out, which is wrong. We must be humane at the end of the day. We must be patriots. We must be Zimbabweans. And we must consider. Actually, there is no American citizen who can apply for sanctions against his own country. A British citizen who could talk about sanctions in Britain will be arrested by the British. But we've got people who talk for sanctions for Zimbabwe while they're Zimbabweans and they're in Zimbabwe. So, and they're not arrested. What does that tell you? It tells you that we are following the rule of law. That's how these guys can destroy us, and we let them do that.
The European Union, though, Mr. Mavaza, and the Americans say that these sanctions are targeted and they are not affecting ordinary Zimbabweans in any way. Let me read a brief statement issued by the European Union on Twitter today. They are saying that the EU's restrictive measures are a ban for European companies to do business with Zimbabwe defense industries and to sell arms to Zimbabwe. That's all. The EU has not imposed anything else on Zimbabwe. Then the U.S. Embassy has its own statement which says, while our targeted sanctions impact a specific few, U.S. assistance has improved the lives of millions of Zimbabweans. For 40 years, we have invested $3.5 billion in Zimbabwe through multiple development and humanitarian projects. Hashtag is not sanctions. We stand with Zimbabwe. What say you?
Right. I see. This is actually embarrassing from EU and from America. The first thing is the sanctions imposed. You can see from now, our banks don't have credit lines. They are not given those lines because of sanctions. Our companies are targeted because of sanctions. we have got so many problems we are having because of sanctions. We cannot sell things directly outside the borders of Zimbabwe. We cannot sell our diamonds. We cannot sell our chrome. We cannot sell our minerals. We have to sell through a third party because we are under sanctions. And that does not impact only on the miner or on the president or his ministers. It impacts on those who benefit from that economy. Our economy is so small that it cannot be allowed. They destroy the nation. They destroy the economy. Once the economy is in tatters, what it simply means,
We are having connection issues with Mr. Mavaza there, but we will try and sort out our connection and go back to him. But Mav, we also have our second guest, Mr. Dan Moyo of the MDC, while we wait for Tawanda Zokora of the MDC Alliance.
Maybe I will pose a question to Mr. Moyo to just say that we understand that MDCT is saying that they are actually siding with ZANU-PF on the issue of sanctions being taken off, or they are actually commemorating these sanctions. Day. Can you elaborate?
Thank you, Marie, and thank you, Ntungamile. I think the issue of sanctions is a very contentious issue. And it's something that's been troubling Zimbabwe for a very long time. The way I look at sanctions myself is I equate it to the coronavirus. The coronavirus is an unwanted disease, but you cannot just wish it away. You have to take certain measures to eradicate it. You either have to wear a mask, you social distance, and you have to generally stay away from crowded places. So I look at the sanctions in the same light. They are an unwanted disease that is afflicting Zimbabwe. But having said that, you cannot just wish it away. I understand the commemorations and having a day to rebuke the sanctions. But that really doesn't change anything, because at the end of the day, you are not dealing with the problem. You are only bringing awareness to the problem that is already known. Everybody knows that there are sanctions that have been imposed on Zimbabwe. Just wishing them away is not a solution, in my opinion. I think what is important is to sit down and say, okay, what is it exactly that has led us where we are? What is it exactly that is required of us for these sanctions to be lifted? And then have an introspection and a true desire to move towards that goal, to have the sanctions removed. Just standing on a hilltop and screaming that sanctions are bad for Zimbabwe, and all that, it really does not get us anywhere. I think we have to be mature enough to understand that we need to address the situation, address the concerns that are raised by the sanctions. And on, we need to see, it's a quid pro quo situation. The Americans and the European Union have said, do A, B, C, and then we'll remove the sanctions. What I don't understand is what is so difficult with the government of Zimbabwe following that. Because, yes, we don't want sanctions. Yes, my party can join and stand on the mountaintop with the others and shout, sanctions must be removed. But at the end of the day, we're just fooling ourselves if we don't address what it is that the sanctions want us to address.
Lapha Baba Moyo, ungabe ukhuluma ngento ezifana lamalungelo yini lama reforms, ngoba yikho okufunwa yi-America. Ihlezi itshela uhulumende weZimbabwe ukuthi hayi, okuyinto lokhu kulula, nxa lifuna izijeziso zesulwe, lungisani indaba zamalungelo, chiyanani lokuabdukta abantu, reformani ipolitics zenu lezemithetho, yikho okhuluma ngakho.
Exactly, Mpokankomo. Ngoba ama-Americans, they bavele ba-open from ekuqaleni. Bathe befaka izijeziso lezi, basho kahle ukuthi izijeziso lezi sizifaka ngoba lokho, i-politics zenu zingcolile, lungisani ipolitics zenu, lungisani ama elections zenu, lungisani amalungelo abantu, lungisani even nje izinto ezifana even le media ukuthi konke ngama reform la kumele yenziwe. IZimbabwe ngokubona kwami i-argument yabo kumele ngabe mabe siya ku-America bengahambi bephethe ama-placards athi remove sanctions, bahambe bephethe izibonakaliso zokuthi sesikwenzile lokhu elithi masikwenze, then khiphani-ke ama-sanctions. Angikuboni konke lokho engikuzwayo nje umsindo wokuthi khiphani ama-sanctions, kodwa bona bekwazi ukuthi ama-sanctions lawa afakwe kanjani, angene kanjani lapho. So mabenze lokho okuthiwa makwenziwe ukwenzela ukuthi ama-sanctions aphuke.
Siyabonga Mnumzana Moyo, qhubeka ubambile khonapho. This is Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Udaba esingalo lamhlanje ludaba lwezijeziso ama-sanctions afakelwa iziphathamandla zeZANU-PF lamankampani alobudlelwano la leli bandla ngamazwe afana le Melika lase-Europe phansi kwe-European Union. Siyazi ngesonto mhlaka 25 lilanga elahlelwa yi-SADC okuthiwa yi-Anti-Sanctions Day, lapho amazwe ase-SADC azabambana khona lohulumende weZimbabwe basole izijeziso lezi ngoba besithi ziphazamisa uzulu weZimbabwe ejikelele. Mav, we now have Vatsvora.
Regeitende kuna vadzoko ratichi imi munoona sei nyaya iri kutaurwa tanzwa kwava mavaza vachiti ivo zviri kutaura dzimwe nyika idzi havasi kunyatsoziya zviri kuitika muZimbabwe. Vari kuti ivo vari kungoonzwawo zvinenge zviri kutaurwa nemapato akaita senyu eMDC Alliance nevamwewo.
Yes, vamavaza vari right. He's very right. For the first time, he's very right. But the other countries don't know what is going on in Zimbabwe. That is why they are supporting this anti-sanctions crusade. They don't know that people are being killed willy-nilly in Zimbabwe. They don't know that six people were murdered in broad daylight by soldiers that are known, soldiers that haven't been apprehended, soldiers that are not in jail today. They don't know that in January 2018, over 20 people, 23 people to be precise, were killed in Zimbabwe. More than 50 women were raped, and it's on record. So all these countries don't know what is going on. They don't know that people are being arrested arbitrarily, and they're being made to spend 40 days, 44 days, 45 days waiting for bail. And these are people that would not have committed any offense. People that will be fighting for their rights. People that will be fighting for the people of Zimbabwe. And yet, on the other hand, people like Maisha Rumbira was arrested 2 days ago. And she went to jail for a day. And then the following day, she got bail. Because that's how it is supposed to be. So these countries, South Africa, Botswana, all these countries that are supporting the anti-sanction tirade by ZANU-PF don't know that ZANU-PF, or maybe we should say they choose to ignore the truth, they choose to ignore the facts, they choose to ignore that the people of Zimbabwe are suffering, and they're not suffering because of sanctions. The biggest thing that is making Zimbabweans suffer, which is the biggest sanction that we have, that these other countries, that all these are friends of, so-called friends of Zimbabwe, should be confronting, is the corruption that is rampant in Zimbabwe. That is what is causing the suffering in Zimbabwe. We have lost 80 billion in the past year, in the past 5 years, due to corruption. You can do a lot with 80 billion. This country will be moving forward. This country will be functioning. People will not be suffering in Zimbabwe if there was no corruption in Zimbabwe. So instead of having an anti-corruption, anti-sanctions gala or anti-sanctions conversations, we should be having anti-corruption galas, anti-corruption conversations, because that is what is killing Zimbabweans, not sanctions. What sanctions are we talking about? Those are individual sanctions. Those are targeted sanctions. They don't affect anyone in Zimbabwe. Are you telling me that if those sanctions are removed tomorrow, Zimbabwe will wake up and the banks are functioning, there's money in the banks and corruption stops and human rights abuses stop. No, the suffering of Zimbabweans will perpetuate. In fact, it will even increase.
Asi vazokora tinombonzwawo vemabhizinesi vachichema kuti haiwa zvirango izvi zviri kuvauraya uye zviri kuuraya vana veZimbabwe. Pamwe chete nevemabhanga tinombonzwa vachichema chemawo.
I don't understand which banks they are talking about that have been affected by sanctions more than corruption. It is banks who wake up every morning to find that the Zimbabwean dollar has been removed from the market. It is banks that wake up without being told, without being consulted, and then they find that the economy has been dollarized. And then a year down the line, the economy has been de-dollarized. That's not sanctions. That's an infunctional government that doesn't know, that doesn't have any clue in how to deal with macroeconomics in a country. That has nothing to do with sanctions. The sanctions that are there, this is what I was about to say, they are to targeted individuals, which are mostly ZANU-PF people. You know, so it doesn't go to the public companies. All public companies are still functional. Even some of those government organizations that are essential, including the government of Zimbabwe itself, it continues to do business here with American companies. They are doing business right now with Ballard Investments. They've hired those consultants. They are paying them from Zimbabwe. They are paying them millions from Zimbabwe. Isn't that business? So the sanctions that are there are not affecting Zimbabweans in generality. What affects Zimbabweans is a ZANU-PF official who builds a $40 million mansion in Masvingo, who builds a $40 million house in Bulawayo in Harare. That is what affects Zimbabweans. Where are they getting that money? How do we have sanctions that affect the general Zimbabweans that don't affect people who are building those mansions? How do they manage to build those mansions when everyone else in Zimbabwe is suffering? If you take the mansion that they are building, just three of them or four of them, they are enough to resuscitate all our dysfunctional hospitals. So they should not be hiding behind the fingers every time in talking about sanctions. Let's not forget, this is the same government, the government of Emmerson Mnangagwa and his advisor, Mutangwa, who were criticizing Robert Mugabe, saying he should not be hiding behind sanctions. Smith had sanctions. Most countries had sanctions. It's there on record. They were saying, give us this country. Who will resuscitate it, who will get it going, with or without sanctions. And it's true. It is possible. It's happening with all the other countries. In Iran, Iran has been under sanctions for the longest time. Korea, South Korea has been under sanctions for the longest time. But the livelihoods of people in those countries is reasonable. It's actually good as compared to what we're seeing in Zimbabwe. So they should not continue to hide behind the finger of sanctions when they are simply mismanaging what they have. Mismanaging the resources that they are getting. USA, let me just finish because I might not be able to be here. USA, the one that they are accusing to be manufacturing these sanctions, championing these sanctions, is the biggest donor in Zimbabwe. They give Zimbabweans millions and millions of dollars. So why are they saying USA is USA sanctions are affecting Zimbabwe? They need to come out in the open. Zimbabweans need to be told the truth. It's not true that the economy of Zimbabwe has gone down because of sanctions. It's going down because of mismanagement and the massive corruption that is going on right now.
Thank you, the Vadzokora, the MDC Alliance, Aiwa Varamba Vadzokora Zvikanzi, ichirikura vana veZimbabwe, azima sanctions. Inyaya yekorupshini iri kuitwa nehurumende yava Emmerson Mnangagwa, inyaya yekushungurudzwa kwevanhu, ndokutaura kwavadzokora mafu.
Regai tiendei kuna vaMavaza, handisi kuzodhokuta Mavaza vachiripo here Ntunga?
Hongu varipo.
Tombonzwa manzwa zvataurwa navadzokora. Vari kutaura kuti aiwa unongwa nongwa wakataurwa uye ne hurumende dzeAmerica ne Britain ndo unoda kugadziriswa. Imi munoti chii papa?
Kora avanoda rubatsiro. Andingava blame nekuti iyo MDC Alliance ndo yekuenda kuAmerica vanabiti nana chamisa kunokumbira masanctions aya. Dambudziko radzokora ndirekuti haanzwisisi kufamba kweekonomi. Kana madrivers eekonomi, mabanks, maentrepreneurs, macompany owners, kana achinga ari pamatargeted sanctions, business rao rikasafamba, benki haichawana mari, harichawana chikwereti kubva kwaIMF, harichawana chikwereti kubva kune vamwe mabhanga edzimwe nyika. Zvoreva kuti havachakwanisa kupa chikwereti kuvarimi vemuZimbabwe. Varimi vaya havachakwanisa kutengesa madomasi avo, even muchembere ijere kwekumusha kuHurungwe haichakwanisa kutengesa donje nekuti haichakwanisa kutenga mushonga wekuuraya zvipuka kana mudonje. Haichakwanisa kutenga mushonga kana uya watinoti fertilizer. Saka all those things tikazvitarisa zvinoratidza kuti ma sanctions haangouraya vari targeted, anokuwadza vari pasi. Iko zvino zvizimbabwe munhu wese ari kuchema, benga harina mari, hatina kana mari yekunoprinda mari yacho nekuti tine masanctions, so we cannot even print the money. Hatina kana mari yekuti titambirise vanhu mari dzavo. Takamboedza kuita zvinoitwa, tikamboedza kuita vana ecocash, kusvika ecocash yaakuita kunge ndo bhengi guru remunyika. Saka there are so many problems dzirimo. Zimbabwe yakaedza nepainogona. Vamunangagwa vachipinda pachigaro vakaedza kuita inonzi re-engagement kuita kuti masanctions aya abviswe. But re-engagement iya haina kushanda nekuti vatiri kuda kuengenja navo vakatozvipira kare kuti vada kuuraya vana vezimbabwe vagoisa hurumende yavo yavanoda iyo. Maelections havanoti ane problem yekuzimbabwe. KuAmerica even pamacampaigns they are saying kuti the last elections in America they were a problem. Maelections haasi waterproof. Ane dambudziko pano apo rinogadziriswa as the country moves on. But hatingapisa imba nekuti vana vari kurwa. Hatingapisa imba nekuti baba vayo vakadhakwa. Tinogara pasi togadzirisa imba yedu. Vanhu veMDC zvabuda pachena kubva kuna dzokora kuti ndo vari kutokuchidzira moto, ndo vari kunyebera vanhu vari kunze kweZimbabwe kuti muZimbabwe hamuna upenyu, muZimbabwe hamusi kugarika. Iko zvino izvi tiri kutambura kuwana mishonga yekurapa kana yekudzivirira vanhu kuti vasaite COVID. Dzimwe nyika dziri kuiwana pano nepapo, haisanyatsowanikwa zvayo, asi Zimbabwe haina mari yacho nekuti mari yedu yese iri kuvharidzirwa nesanction. Sanction haringori zita rekungotaura, itori nyaya inourayisa nyika. Zvinorwadza kunzwa munhu mukuru, murume mukuru savadzokora achitaura masanctions ari right. Hazvibatsiri kana watadza kuwina maelections, haufaniri kuwina nekuuraya vanhu vada kutonga. Ita kuti nyika yako inake. Kana nyika yako yanaka, zvinofadza kuzotonga nyika yakanaka. But kuramba uchiuraya nyika uchiende pachigaro, kana ukaenda pachigaro uchangotiuraya still. Because kana watanga kuroya uchiri kunze uri kana wamumba, ndozvinonyanya kutyisa. These sanctions are real. Haisi political issue. Issue of life and death. Issue of bread and butter. Iyo yekuti mhuri yeZimbabwe inofanira kurarama. Tinogorarama sei? Donje redu harichatengeswa kunzwe. Fodya yedu we are selling to third parties kuChina. China pays us less than we could have been getting. Dangere kuenda kuAmerica. And it's not a secret kuti America is giving us sanctions. Kuti udza kuti masanctions aya ari targeted kuma few companies. We only need a few companies for our economy to run. And those are the few companies which have been targeted. And people must look at that. It's so painful. And it makes one angry. But we are at this stage. Did you know never whatever the sanctions must be put in place, remain in place until ZANU-PF leaves the seat? ZANU-PF will not leave. People are the ones who will make it leave or stay.
I know Mr. Moyo has been holding for quite some time, but siyabuya kuwe Moyo kahle ngitade ubaba uDzokora ngoba uthe usebuyele emsebenzini, so kahle siqedelane laye. Vadzokora, I know ukuthi matimuri uDzokera kubasa, but Dr. Mavaza vari kuti imimi ndiri muri kukurudzira zvirango, muri kuramba kuti zvirango zviri kuuraya vana veZimbabwe, but that's the fact because Zimbabwe iri kutadza kutengesa zvinhu zvayo kunyika dzekunze. Vapa mwedzaniso wefodya varikuti for example Zimbabwe yakutengesa fotika kuChina nemari iri pasi pasi instead of kutengesa fotika kuAmerica where it could fetch a bigger price.
First of all, at the MDC, myself or common Zimbabweans have never solicited sanctions. If I tell anyone who cares to listen in any part of the world, the murders that are going on in Zimbabwe, the arbitrary arrests that are going on in Zimbabwe, and the people that are being made to stay waiting for bail for 40 days, 43 days, 45 days, which is unconstitutional. If I talk about that, if I talk about Tawanda Mucheyiwa, how he was abducted, how his kidneys were destroyed, and how he was poisoned. If I talk about that, they say, hey, Zanu PF and Dr. Mawaza, say we are inviting something.
Sile problem lapho ele locingo luka baba uZokora kodwa if you are listening Mr. Zokora you are saying we are having challenges connection challenges with you there but I hope you can call in again while we go to uBabumoyo. Babumoyo ubulalela khuluma amadoda lapho mabaza ilo babuzokora lina siyazi ukuthi bekupolat le ZANU PF lamanye amabandla njenge-MDC liyake likhulumeni ngendaba yezijeziso lokuthi vele kumele kwenziweni le ZANU PF ukuze zesule lezi zijeziso liyake liyibonise liyeluleke
Gakulu Mfowankomo, kumbula ukuthi one of our committee awe Pollard international engagement and the new committee iditwa ngumongameli wethu uDr. Thokozani Khupe. UDr. Thokozani Khupe kwakumele ukuthi before iCovid senzakala kwase ku-arrangiwe ukuthi kumele avakashele amazwe nala afana le-America le-European Union uyoba-engaja ngalo udaba lolu lwama-sanctions. I think into eqakathekile la kumele siyizwisise ngoba ngiyezwa okhulunywa ngu-Dr. Mabaza lokukhulunywa ngu-Mr. Zokora. Iproblem ka-Dr. Mabaza lo Mr. Zokora ukuthi we are talking past each other. They are not talking to find a common ground to say, okay, what is it that needs to be done? Yini okumele yenziwe kahle kahle ukuthi ama-sanctions akhishwe. Ngishilo ekuqaleni mina ukuthi ukugibela phezu kwentaba umemeze ukuthi ama-sanctions makakhishwe akusizi lutho lokho. You can't wish them away. We have to come to an agreement and understanding ukuthi ama-sanctions la they are there to stay as long as lokho okufunwa ilawo mazwe kungazange kwenziwe. So uDr. Khupe i-role yakhe was to go abuye azokhulumisana nalaba abantu because that's what needs to be done first and foremost. You need to face these people face to face. You cannot just stand there holding a placard saying these sanctions need to go. You need to sit down on a table and say, listen, this is how we are hurting from these sanctions. This is what we are willing to do. This is what our government is willing to do. This is what our government is doing. There has to be results. Americans, they have said it. It's a quid pro quo situation. In that APC, then so I mean, I was just saying, is that a PAP Sarah? I said, remember, at the end of the day, I was in Pega, you are Zimbabwe. So therefore, Mina. Sengibona ngathi iZANU PF ivele yona ngokwayo ayifuni ukuthi ama-sanction la aphume. I think iZANU PF yona isebenzisa ama-sanction la as i-cover so that they cannot be blamed for ama-failures okubusa kwabo. So that they can always blame it on sanctions. Because ngabe bebefisa ukuthi ama-sanctions la aphume, ngabe lokho konke okwalewa down America, the European Union, not a silver wins out there. Move on, born into a future in the wins.
My fans, Navamoyo, say Maonero Abo. At ZANU PF iri kuita kunge haizi kuda kuti zvirango izvi zvibvise boza vazi kuda ku kuita zvavari kunzi vaite ne EU ne America.
Regendi dzokere kuna vamoyo ndofunza zvakare kuti tirikuona mapepa nawo nyanyari kubva kuna na Zimbabwe vachitivo MDCT iri kutobvuma kuti mizvirango izvi ngazvibviswe. Saka varikutaura nezwi rimwe chete here nezviri kuitika kuZimbabwe ivo vari kuno vamoyo?
Ndinotenda Mabelas. Nyaya iripo pano ndeyekuti isisu seMDCT hatisi tiri kuti masanctions ngabviswe. Tagara takazotaura kare kuti masanctions haachabatsiri chinhu, hapana zvaari kubetsera. Asi chinhu chiripo ndechekuti tinofanira kunyatsotanga tanzwisisa kuti it's one thing kuti titi hatisi kumada masanctions, it's another kuti tiite something kuti abviswe. Zvekutakura maplacards takangomirira tichiti masanctions ngabviswe, maonero edu ndeyekuti hazvisirizvo zvichabvisa masanctions. Ndosaka patakajoina Poland pakwakaitiwa macommittees ePoland. Imwe yacho committee ndeinternational engagement iri kutungamirwa na Dr. Thokozani Kupe, sea chairman wecommittee iyoyo. Basa recommittee iroro nderekuengaja maamericans neeuropean union kuti vagarisane pasi vataurisane nenyaya iyo yemasanctions. Saka inini maonero angu, of course sebato reNDCT hatiwadi masanctions, we are advocating kuti abviswe. Asi at the same time I think chakakosha hatisi chekungotaura nekungotakura maplakati, ndechekuti tigarisane pasi nevanhu vakaimpoza masanctions iwavo, titaurisane, tionesane, tichazonzwisisa kuti chii chacho chatingatange nekuita kuti muone kuti tiri serious kuti masanctions abviswe. Tozviita toona kuti vanoita sei, tomuva to the next step kusvikira abviswa masanctions aya, because ndozvofanira kuitiwa.
Siyabonga moyo uqhubeke lawo bambile. Vamabaza tisati tauya kwamuri timbodzokera kuna vadzokora. Vadzokora foni yavo yakata zvakare vadzokora. Asi vamabaza timbodzokera kwamuri. Muri kunzwa vamoyo vari kutaura. Hanzi imi seZANU-PF muri kuita kunge muri kufara nenyaya yezvirango izvi, muri kuda kungoishandisa kuti mukave mafailures enyu, nekuti hamuzi kuda kuita zviri kutaurwa neAmerica neEU kuti mukaita 1, 2, 3, 4 tinobvisa zvirango izvi. Enlightens.
Right, you see, there is a big problem here between with the Zimbabweans themselves. The first point, which I want you to understand, and which I want Mr. Moyo and Mr. Chokora to understand, is the opposition, is in particular MDC Alliance, is politicizing sanctions. It's making, they are benefiting from sanctions. They are making sanctions as their vehicle to their familiarity. They are making sanctions as their transport to winning in Zimbabwe. But you see, in order for them to say ZANU-PF is failing, they must see a failure in the economy of the country. They must see a failure in the civil service. And all these things are charged to the economy. So when the economy fails, it means our relations with the outside world is not good. And what brings that? Sanctions. So when sanctions are there, there are so many things which fail. Because of that failure, sanctions, they breed corruption. People become corrupt because of sanctions. They do anything in their way to stay above afloat. And because of that, all these things happening in Zimbabwe now, which they are saying remove them, they have been caused by sanctions. We cannot remove corruption completely as long as we are under sanctions. People are forced to buy money under black market.
But how, Comrade Mabaza, that sounds like an excuse. Resai worry, just fight corruption. I mean, what has that got to do with my sanctions?
Because you're not understanding it. Sanctions breed corruption. You cannot just deal with a cult.
But that's not true, because panenyika zvakawanda dzisina masanctions hadziziri corrupt, very corrupt. Saka it doesn't follow kuti corruption nemasanctions zviri kufambirana.
But in Zimbabwe,
and I'd like to believe that corruption has always been there in Zimbabwe, even way before nyaya ma elections.
Yes, but our argument, our argument here is, in Zimbabwe, the sanctions have bred up a corruption. Corruption has been brought by these sanctions. But what I was going to say is that people who are agitating for sanctions to remain in Zimbabwe are doing so because they are benefiting from it. While the people of Zimbabwe are suffering, we are expecting MDC to have people at heart, but they don't. They have their leaders at heart. They have their positions in politics at heart. They have the. They just want to be on top, and that makes us very angry. That makes Zimbabweans angry because we are suffering. We are here abroad not because we want to. We are here abroad because we have to make a living. Why can't we not make a living in our own country? Because of sanctions. So, and again, it is very surprising that we have people who don't understand and believe, like Jokora, that our banks cannot function to the full because of sanctions. The Standard Chartered Bank pulled out of Zimbabwe because of sanctions. America actually threatened their own business entities that if they deal with Zimbabwe, they will be faced with prosecution in America. So because of that, we do not have businesses with America. The only businesses we are having with America are the ones which America chooses and not which we choose. And therefore, we are dealing with American businesses in what benefits America, not us. But we have no choice because we need to stay afloat. So another point, we need to understand again that, you see, sanctions, there is nothing called targeted sanctions. Because you, as I said before, you target the breadwinner, you target the whole family. You target the father, you target the children. So there is no way you can say, I'm only targeting the father. If you close the tap, you stop the whole water from flowing. And they close the tap and tell you that, no, look what, we have not touched your tins of water. We only close the tap. The moment the water in the tin is finished, we can't get it elsewhere. So sanctions are actually so cruel. And they are no longer political. They are human rights. I am surprised to see a movement for democratic change organization advocating for suffering of people for them to go into power. They must advocate for the change of elections. They must advocate for elections. They must advocate for the change in election rules. They must advocate for some things, not for sanctions. We must sit down, find each other, and against.
Dr. Mabaza, let me ndimbopindira ipapo. Regai timbounza vadzokora. Fone yavo yanga yakata as we wind down. Vadzokora, just to wind down our program, tasarwa nema a few minutes. Anzinava mavaza inyaya yeuori, corruption iri muZimbabwe iri kukonzerwa nema sanctions aya. Can you respond to that? You have two minutes.
How can he say corruption is being caused by sanctions? Corruption is someone stealing what doesn't belong to them, taking what belongs to the people and making it their own. So it means that thing is there. The money is there. Zimbabwe was given millions and millions of dollars by the USA, by the United Kingdom, for COVID support. The money that was enough to buy medicals, to buy even to build hospitals, but they did not build hospitals. They did not buy medications. They stole the money. That is corruption. So how is that equated to sanctions? This is the very people that they are accusing of causing sanctions. Gave them millions of dollars and they used them to build mansions and to buy cars. So, Vamavaza ngavarege kuuya vachitaura pa public broadcasting place zvinhu zvakadaro nekuti vanhu vari kufa kumusha uku, vanhu vari kutambura kumusha uku. ZANU-PF iri kupiwa mari, inogara ichipiwa mari nebhengi reAfricom Bank or AfriZim Bank. They are given millions and millions of dollars every year. Marodza vari kuvhaira nawo achiti vari kuvaka marodza, vakapiwa mazi millions acho kudhara. But pavanopiwa 50 million, yekuti vavake road, yekugadzira road, yekubva kuBase Bridge kusvika kuHarare, vanokamura 40 million, yodyiwa 10 million, inozovaka ka 100 meters kavakavaka iko zvinezvi. Saka mari iri kudyiwa, vanhu veZANU-PF vari kudya mari. kupiwe mshonga emsana gari kete kunyepera corruption wanawe Zimbabwe wakona kuziva chokwadi kuti nika ziri kusapota Zimbabwe asiwa kutuka mili wemu Zimbabwe wezanu pie wari kutika mari.
Thank you there, Vazokora Nguvandi Afamba, but we appreciate you joining us. Thank you so much. Mav, we have about 5-6 minutes remaining. Maybe we may want to wrap up with the U.S. elections, just to find out from our other guests, Mr. Mavaza and Mr. Moyo, kuti vari kuzviona sei.
Hey, I think ndomboenda kuna vamoyo ndakaona vachiposta kuti ivo vakatovhota. Mungati tsananguruwo kuti zvakafamba sei kuti muwanikwe muchivhota mapolls asati avhurwa nekuti tinoona kuti muno America unogona kushandisa nzira dzakawanda, unogona kushandisa posho, unogona kuita early voting sezvamakaita nevamwe vachavhota musi wa November 3 asi zvakafamba sei.
Vamoyo.
Anga vabvota musi wechitereki ndakaenda marume zuru. Basically mastates akasiyana siyana pakupfuura kuti vanhu vatange kuvhota. Virginia kwandinogara I think vane mwedzi vakavhura mamwe maplaces hakudzi kwese kwese unotoita zvekutonotsvaga paindanet unongoisa address yako nezip code yako yokuudza kuti ndepapi padhuze paunogara patovhurwa kuti uvhote. So ndakaendako it was a simple straightforward process. I think chinchakandiitisa kuti ndiende ndinonovhota early voting it's because ndakaona kune mamwe mastates panews like vana Georgia kuchiita maline akareba spirit yevanhu vachitaya kuvhota. Saka ndakazoimagina kuti saka kana pakadai panzvimbo zvakadaro ichiri early voting tisati tasvika musi wa 3 November kuchaita sei musi wacho iwowo. Ndosaka ndakaona kuti zviri nani ndiite sei ndonodzionera ndega kuti kwakamira sei kuitira kuti ndizive kuti neni ndingavhotewo early ndiavhote malaini wavo. Saka ndaangosvika kwakwedu uku padhuze pandinogara kwanga kusina nyangwe line, very friendly atmosphere, vanhu kwanga kune matendi maviri kunze kwepolling station remademocrats neremarepublicans vanenge vachipa vanhu chimapamphlets vachivaudza kuti semademocrats ndezvizvo zvatinomirira because maballot papers akasiyana state by state. Each stage kunenge kune presidential vote yava Biden na Kamala Harris na Trump na Pence. Kuzoita masenators anenge achivhoterwa state iyoyo. Kuzoita maybe mamwe maningirikiri maamendments amuri kuvhotera izvo muda kuti zviitiwe palocality yenyu. So those are the things, that's why maballot papers akasiyana. So pandakasvika ipapo ndakapuwa what I noticed though is vanhu vese vanga vachienda kutendi remademocrats munhu wemarepublican uyo anga akagara patendi rake nguva yese yanga andiripo ipapo handinambobvira ndaona nyange one munhu achienda kutendi remarepublican. So zvinoratidza kuti kunoku kwandogara most people vari kunoku kunoven Virginia vanhu vanosapota madhemocrats. Ndosaka Virginia takaichena yaingova redi ichisapota marepublican takazoichena yablue manje and tikuendera mberi ndinoencourage vamwe kuti endai munovhota kusati kwasvika musi wa 3 November chitarisai paindanet pamunogara kuti pane polling station iri pedyo nemu moende munovhota because mavhote ese anodikanwa because nyika ino inofanira kugadzirisa.
In 30 seconds, Mnumzana Moyo, ngezinye indlela uti wena ubona uBiden enqoba eVirginia kumbe ubona enqoba elizweni lonke jikelele ngobani obona esiba ngumongameli come November 3?
Ama-polls wonke mfokankomo akhombisa ukuthi uBiden uyawina kodwa siyazi kwenzakala ngo-2016 ama-polls wonke ayikhombisa ukuthi unkosazana Hillary Clinton uyawina and abantu ama-democrats amaningi asuka avilapha esitshele ukuthi haya akula nidi ukuthi ngiyevota ngoba vele ama-polls atshengisa ukuthi siyawina. This time around I think i-message ekhona ephuma ku-leadership yama-Democrats ikuthi angeke sanelise ukuba complacent again, angeke sanelise ukuthi sivilaphe sitshele ukuthi hayi ngoba vele ama-polls athi siyawina. Akube njalo. Thina e-Virginia siyazi ukuthi vele i-Virginia sesayithina i-Virginia isidemocratic manje and kumele ihlale injalo, kodwa sithi kwamanye ama-states all over the country makungabi le complacency, kungabi nokuvilapha from ama-democrats acabanga ukuthi since ama-polls etshengisa uBiden a-leader by more than 10 points ukuthi vele sizowina throughout kuzoba i-landslide. Sifuna vele kube yiyo i-landslide. Ngakho-ke sithina sithi hambani lonke phumani emakhaya, abanidi i-transport, kule ndlela zokuthi ngitshole i-transport kube safe nge-COVID le i-social distancing, ligqoke ama-mask, but lingayekeli ukuvota ngoba your voice is very important, your vote is very important.
Siyabonga mnumzana Moyo ti gumene mi Dr. Mabaza. Let's talk American politics, and you only have 1 minute and 30 seconds. That's 1.5 minutes. Muri kuona richifamba sepa sarudzo idzi ndokufunga makaona debate anezuro.
Yeah, I think on the first of the debate it will show like Biden would win, but the reality, as I had said before, you'll be surprised, like last time, Trump is going to win, and again, the system is such that it will be very rare for the president to fail to clinch the second term. Trump would struggle, but he would definitely win. But what I wanted to say on the American system is, Mr. Moyo had said, you see, the Zimbabwean tried to do the same system to do the postal voting, and it was the same MDC which stood up and protested, and the postal voting was shelved. But you can see in America they are doing postal voting, they are doing advanced voting, they are even voting before the date. But for us to do it, there are people who always come opposing, but they will accept it if it's done elsewhere. But I think we'll learn from this a system in America that you could vote in advance, you could vote even if you are not in the police or army or in other jobs which will be busy on the election day. You are allowed to vote on time, and that helps people to avoid queues and to avoid unnecessary delays. But however, to sum it up all, the campaign system which has been used, the one thing we've learned is that people can still oppose each other fiercely without fighting. We've seen such opposition. We've seen people getting angry with each other in America, but we haven't seen no blood at all in the streets. So as Africa, and as Zimbabwe in particular, we should turn a leaf and learn from the other countries where they do their peaceful elections. Because peace does not mean to agree, but you can disagree peacefully.
Thank you, Dr. Mavaza veZanu PF. Liyamuzwa lapho uDokotela Masimba Mavaza uthi uMongameli Trump uzanqoba, kodwa uMnumzana Dan Moyo umgcini sihlalo MDC TMLika laye uthi hayi, ubona uBiden enqoba. Mava, this is it.
Aiwa, thank you so much, Ntunga, and thank you to all our guests who are here with us. We were lucky today. Actually, we had three major parties in the country. We had MDC Alliance, Tawanda Jokora. We had MDCT, Mr. Dan Moyo, and then Dr. Simba Mavaza of ZANU-PF. And it will be interesting for us to come back 3 weeks from now, Ntunga, and to see who has been the Gula Sangoma who has won this prediction.
Indeed, we'll do that. That does it for us, Zimbabwe. This is Live Talk, and I am Tunga Milinko for now.
And I'm Marvelous Nsanganya Huye. You have a blessed weekend.